Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, 70-plus percent of the troops now, 4 months ago they had a poll, 70%, now it's 74%, want to leave Iraq, say it's a total disaster. Well, that was the plan, was disaster. You make more money off those, cleaning them up. Get to stay forever. Doesn't matter if your puppet Bush takes the blame, the globalists make the money, get the control. So the people want us out of Iraq. One of the five-part plan, one of the options is to build up. And they've been saying that over and over, every 6 months. Well, we got to put more troops in to stabilize before we pull them out. And so 20,000 more troops, Jay Rockefeller, you've got John McCain, Bush, the Baker Commission. Yeah, we need to go from 155 to 175,000 troops and 150,000 contractors. So that's quite a force. We got to beef that up. And you'll just have more kidnappings of people in U.S. military uniforms, totally protected in the middle of Baghdad. I mean, who do you think's doing that? They haven't lost control. They're doing exactly what they want to do. But now U.S. plans, last big push in Iraq. We'll talk about this more later. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats have elected her speaker. Let's go to Singh in California. Thanks for holding, Singh.
Hey, good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, thanks for the work. You've been doing first time calling and all that. I had a couple things I wanted to tell you. I hit up Barnes & Noble. They don't have Terrorstorm. I expected that and everything. And am I on?
Oh, yes, sir. You are on it.
All right, cool, cool. I didn't hear nothing. Okay, anyways. Well, the second thing I wanted to tell you was I come from an Indian background. I'm Punjabi. You know, we have the Indian culture. And I've been trying to, you know, tell people around here. I'm from California. I'm trying to get the message out to a lot of people in my culture because they're, for some reason, they're the most narrow-minded of them all. They don't even care. I mean, I try to explain to them what's going on really nicely. Like, I don't come at them like you do in a very, like, sinister way. I mean, like, when the first time I listened to your stuff, it scared the hell out of me. So I try to be real, like, polite, cordial, and, you know, discuss it. And, I mean, they just don't get it because for some reason they're racist. They're like, oh, that doesn't apply to us. That applies to
there's the illusion that whitey's on top, and that's not really true with the average person. But a lot of whiteys do think they're on top. We saw this phenomenon with slavery. Only about 3% of Southerners and Northerners before it was abolition up there, before it got phased out, owned slaves. But most whites supported it because they got to look down on somebody. I mean, they were dirt poor, sharecroppers, slaves themselves. Their great-granddaddy, you know, came in 1680 as an indentured white slave. But at least there were black slaves under them. At least they could call that black names. And that's how slaves works. And then that you had blacks above other blacks. You had the house slaves, who were some of the most brutal enforcers against the other blacks, because they were higher than the slaves out in the barn. So you got the slaves in the barn, the slaves in the house, and then the white slaves down the street living in a shack. But it doesn't matter because they get to look down on the black and call them names. And so, yeah, but I wouldn't just say it's because you're Indian. Just the general public, sir, wants to think everything's honky-dory. It's not, and it's just going to get worse. And so that's just the way it's going to be. But I found letting people know how serious it is, not sugarcoating it, being sinister. Because this is sinister. You know, the things that are happening are sinister. And we need to show it as sinister. Do you see what I'm saying, Singh?
No. But, I mean, it's hard to do because when I do it in a sinister manner, in a sinister way, the response from them is sinister. It's like, oh, how dare you say that? You know, like, my analogy is like, it's like I'm trying to, you know, it's like you know this girl. She's your friend, close friend of yours. And, you know, her boyfriend is cheating on her. And you're trying to, you know, tell her, and I mean, the first time you tell her, she gets angry, she gets outraged, oh, how dare you say that, or they wouldn't do that, or he wouldn't do that to me, and then later on down the line they find out it was all true.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I appreciate your call. You just keep it up. The best thing to do is make a copy of a DVD of a film and give it to them. That's the most effective thing you can do. We'll be right back.
Here.
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mantell Muller, a dangerous creature, is on the line with us. Of course, he has a nationally syndicated radio show through Talk Radio Network, number one show in Chicago over the years. And I've been a guest frequently on his morning Madhouse program. Mancal, Planet Mancal, starts this Sunday. This Saturday, I can't get the date right. People are running in and out of the studio here. This Saturday, what is it, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on Fox Television nationally. And I couldn't go. They had me set up, but something came up. I couldn't go, so Kevin Smith, who does my radio producing, went up there. And also, there's going to be a guest on the show, like William Shatner, who's good friends with Mr. Mueller. He's going to be on the show. I'm told it's pretty wild. I will be tuning into it. And we have the Prince of the Neocons, Mancal Mueller, on with us now. Princeling, thank you for coming on.
Alex, who in radio has been a bigger supporter of you than I have been?
Hey, man, I know. I'm just having a little bit of fun with you.
I understand, but I tell everybody. Now, look. You may not agree with Rush, but he's a great talent. You may not agree with Bill Maher, but he's a great talent. I don't agree with you on a lot of stuff, but I think you're entertaining. And I'm not a neocon at all. And, you know, you said a lot of things that were wrong, and of course, that's to set me off, and I do the same game you do. But I'm not a neocon. I'm a libertarian, and I want to be left alone. And on that, that's why we get along so well, is because I want the government out of my life. And the fact that the government is saying, and people in the government are saying, now we're not going to get anything done, I'm fine with that. I don't want anything to be done. I want to be left alone. So on that, we agree.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're against the cameras and the tracker chips and the toll roads and the open borders. We agree on about 95% of things, and you do have me on every few weeks, and I really appreciate it, and I get to reach millions of people. And, of course, I am razzing you a bit. I did get a bunch of emails, you know, talking about how you savaged me last night. I'm savage. But, hey, I appreciate it, as long as you get the name right, and it's great to have you here. Mancow, tell us about the new TV show on Fox.
Okay, now, see, this is I know what's going to go on here. He's going to be nice, and then we're going to fight. It's okay. We don't agree on 95%. Well, let's go with 75%. But look, we need people asking questions, and I think in a free society, everything has become, you know, we need unique voices, and I think everything has become so alike. That I think you're an important guy. Okay. Let me also say that your producer accused me of something that you always accuse me of, and that is that there's some agenda. And it's heartbreaking for guys like you to find out they're in an agenda. I've been on the Fox News Channel for 7 years. They have never once told me what to say. I did make some comments about Rosie O'Donnell being gay. They called me and said, look, you can't say that stuff. And 2 weeks later, she came out of the closet. But other than that, so I have to laugh at these people that think there's some big script. Are there talking points in radio? I think there are. I think when you're talking about some of these big left-wing shows or some of the big right-wing shows, I think there are talking points, although I've never seen them, and I've never been given talking points. But I do think there are certain topics that these people hit. Okay, the TV show is Saturday night. It's on the Fox News Channel. It's called Planet Mancow, and it's just a weird little TV show I thought up. It's a special. It's a one-time thing. And we'll see how it does.
So basically, this is kind of like a beta test.
You know, look, I've been on their morning show. It's a popular little morning show, and they've given me a chance to do an hour of TV, and I'm doing it. But your guy, you know, your guy came in. You don't really believe this. Fox is telling you to say this, and the fact is, I don't believe that 9/11 was orchestrated by our president. I don't believe that it was a controlled demolition. I don't believe those were robot planes. I don't believe that the voices that we hear are robotic voices like you believe.
And you believe that Steve McQueen last year really was pitching the new Mustang?
Absolutely.
Mancow, in fact, I've got Kevin here in studio. He keeps bringing up this conversation that you guys had, and a couple days ago on the radio, Mancow said that I'm the one that was saying this. No, it's more like, Mancow, they pick somebody like you because you are dangerous, you are a loose cannon in some respects, but on the agenda of turning the Middle East into a parking lot, you agree with them. But you keep saying that Kevin said these things, so here's Kevin Smith. Kevin?
Hey, Mancow, how are you doing today?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity to come up there. And, you know, the things I said to you off camera, I'm sure we were still mic'd, but really it was a legitimate question from my part that, you know, I thought maybe you're just phrasing these things like this, playing a role, but you deep down inside believe what we're saying, and this is your way to get us exposure. So I was thanking you for that, and then you honestly told me, no, I think you guys are crazy. And I said, well, why do you have Alex on? Why do you bring Alex on to ambush John Ashcroft? And you said, hey, it's good radio. That's why.
Well, let me say a few things. First of all, do you know who Midge Rapoli is?
No.
Alex?
No, I don't.
That's my producer.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to Matt, sure.
Right,
yeah.
But the reason I say Alex Jones is because you've been on the show a lot and people know who that is. So that's why I mentioned you and mentioned Prison Planet, because our listeners know who that is, and they may not know who your assistant is there. The fact is, I do have core values, and I have a core belief system that I stick to, and I really, crazy. I think you guys are asking questions. I think it's always good to ask questions. And in a free America, and look, it's even the most basic stuff. Forget a biggie like 9/11. It's the most simplistic questions cannot be asked. When President Bush says to a reporter, jokingly, "Hey, you're not on the script." If you ask a tough question, you never get invited back to the White House. I mean, I do find these things scary. But when you talk about 9/11 being a controlled demolition to collect insurance, is it crazy? I just don't believe it.
Well, Mancow, that's not exactly what we say. That was one small part. Also, what Popular Mechanics and others do that try to debunk us, they go out and find wild things that kooks have said or people saying it on purpose to discredit us, or they make up things we never said and then attribute it to us.
Well, look, I got a stupid little radio show, and 80% of what's said on the World Wide Web of Disinformation is wrong. So you have to be very careful. And I do believe that when a story gets out, because I've had it on a very small level in my own life, when a story gets out, you know, a big corporation, I used to work for a big corporation, they put me under a I can't talk order, a gag order under contract. You can't talk. And then they said a lot of lies. Well, you can't talk. So what the government does and big corporations do is when a little bit of information gets out, they bombard the market. They bombard the internet. So there may be some truth to what you're saying, that if you are hitting on something, well, the government then has rooms filled with people putting out more ridiculous stuff to discredit.
Well, that's been admitted. I mean, that's now admitted that they have 1.6 billion in fake news, and the Pentagon admits they're on the internet planning fake stories domestically in the U.S.
Right. And we know now, rather than buy a radio ad or a TV ad, they pay a bunch of people to sit on the internet and say, wow, hey, this lousy new movie is great. Do you think Dane Cook would have a career? I mean, that guy isn't funny.
Oh, he's not. In fact, I was watching HBO a few weeks ago, and I said, this is the guy everybody's talking about?
No.
I watched 30 minutes, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's absolutely calculated. And you know, look, there was a band called Insane. Look, I've got tons of stories like this, but there was a band called Insane Clown Posse. And they came and did my show, and I realized it's a producer. And they got two goofs, and they put makeup on them. And or Limp Bizkit, remember? They wanted to sell music to 15-year-old boys. Break stuff, and they sang a song called Break Stuff. Well, 15-year-old boys like to break things. This stuff, fewer and fewer corporations are owning everything, and it's a market. So, yeah, a lot of what we, unfortunately, a lot of what we see, and it's getting worse, a lot of what we see on the Internet is...
But I want to point out that most of that disinfo is being pumped out by corporations. I saw a Frontline 5 years ago that showed huge office buildings filled with teenagers out doing what you said, you know, blogging and plugging, you know, for horrible Sumner Redstone Viacom trash on MTV. But let's get back to the TV show. Tell us some of what we'll see coming up Saturday night.
Alex.
Yes.
Do you remember the name of that show? Because it was one of the most brilliant hours of TV I've ever seen. And they showed the people at MTV, and they sat around, and they said, okay, here's our agenda. And the agenda, and every year they have an agenda, and the agenda that year was homosexuality. And they said it right on camera. We want to promote homosexuality, and that's what MTV became that year. And then they hired a bunch of attractive people to act like, to go out on the streets, remember?
Well, exactly. I mean, here's an example. I don't care if white women want to date black guys, but it's offensive that the last 2 years, the unified agenda is to push that. The question is why? Why is that agenda there, Mancal?
I don't know. You know, I like white women. I like women.
I like women, I was about to say. I like my wife.
Since I've been 13, my agenda has been like that, too. So, but it is interesting to see how these...
Mancal, you know that's been the agenda. You're not stupid.
The agenda is black guys with white women?
Yes.
I think everyone's agenda is with women, though, Alex.
I agree.
I think every heterosexual man... You know,
I know, but you just talked about the Frontline special where they said the agenda is gay, and that's what they've been. It's why the question is what are they? What does that sell?
Well, I think maybe they were trying to do something different, and the fact is, I was cornered by a guy who told me his number one thing in the world is the most important thing that I got to talk about, and you got to talk about, and I got to talk about is gay marriage, and I don't care. And a black guy or two guys or whatever going on in the bedroom, that's my libertarian view. I want to be left alone. So,
but what if it's a warthog? It doesn't have a choice, and that's wrong.
But there are big things going on in the world, bigger than all of this stuff. It's all a smokescreen. And I'd rather get to the big issues. None of these things, except for 9/11, do we talk about on my silly little TV show Saturday night.
Well, I want to hear about the silly little TV show. Now, I hear Lord Shatner is going to be on there.
William Shatner, the greatest living human being.
I do like him.
He's 75 years old. He's got a great sense of humor about himself.
Yeah, I hear he's the nicest person too. Really,
he is. We must all obey the Shat. He is. There it is. He is so cool, and it's gonna be the most amazing interview you've ever seen. Not because I did it, but we got kicked off the set of Boston Legal.
And so that's coming up on the CIA Network, Fox News. This Saturday. Stay there, Mancal. Final segment with you on the other side. He's Mancal Muller.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba in 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal.
All right, we're talking to
Jesus
Mancow, and he's got Planet Mancow starting this Saturday night on the Fox News Channel. And Kevin goes toe-to-toe with one of the firemen who doesn't believe 9/11 was an inside job. Mr. Mueller, tell me, I mean, because you guys were in there shooting for a long time, I mean, obviously you can't give us everything that happened in the segment, but basically what happens in the segment, Kevin hadn't told me much. He's been quite tight-lipped about it.
Well, first of all, Alex, you called it the CIA network or something as we went to break. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Here, and you talk about big media and big radio. You have a radio career. You look like you're eating good. I put you, you know, you show a picture of yourself, you know, from 1985. Okay? That used to be some push-up king or something. Okay? I have a radio show. I put you on my radio show. I put you on the show Saturday night on the Fox News Channel. So where's the big conspiracy?
Mancal, I don't believe that you're part of a conspiracy, but I will tell you this. People like Tony Snow and now the White House.
Come on. Tony is a – I know Tony. He's a fantastic guy.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's
look,
what Albert Speer that's what Albert Speer said whenever he had Hitler putting his hand on his shoulder.
Oh, stop it.
He said, when the devil's got his hand on your shoulder, you don't notice.
Stop
but it's
it.
The
listen,
devil.
Listen, Tony's a good man, and from what I know of him, but, you know, he may have a Ouija board somewhere. Come on. It's craziness. You know, some people don't like Mel Gibson. You like him, and I like him. Charlie Sheen is one of the coolest cats I've ever met, but he's insane.
I know him really well. Spent a lot of time with him. He's a gentleman, really smart.
No, he's satanic.
Oh yeah, sure.
See, but that's what you do. How does it feel when I turn it around on you?
I understand.
You throw Molotov cocktails and then run away.
I'm not running away. I'm being.
Tony Snow is a good man.
I understand, and so is George Bush, right?
Alex, you know I didn't vote for Bush. You know, and this word bipartisan is sickening to me.
Now, we do agree on that. We need separation of powers. We need gridlock.
This is WWE. Okay? As a little kid, I got to go backstage, and I saw Hulk Hogan having a cigarette and hanging out with the Iron Sheik. Well, wait a minute. They hated each other. And it is the same deal in Washington. Does anyone find it interesting that Bill Clinton and the original Bush... our best friends?
Well, they call him the surrogate son. But wait a minute. Everybody knows wrestling's real. You're a conspiracy theorist now. Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik really are enemies.
I'm saying that they help each other out. They help each other out. Unlike radio, where we're always trying to beat each other down.
I'm not doing that, man, Cal. I appreciate you having me on the broadcast. But, I mean, obviously, Fox News has been caught in a lot of talking points. I'm not saying you have, but I can go pull the news articles out.
Alex, let me talk about something I actually know about, okay? A little bit. I do find it interesting that Troy Dunn, who's, you know, the number one genealogist on the planet Earth, he's, you know, an Alex Haley type guy that traces roots of people. Do you know who he is? Have you heard it? You know
yes,
what I'm talking about.
And Bush and Kerry are basically like a breed of dog. They're so interrelated.
Yes. And the fact is that if you want to pick every election, now this is what I find interesting. This is a fact. This isn't you and your buddy there smoking a doobie and making stuff up for your
radio. No, I know. They all come from the same genealogy.
It is interesting that if you want to pick the president, find out who has the most royal blood. The other thing I find interesting, I mean, you've told me, you've shown me a few things that are very interesting. The Bushes changed their names. They were there at the founding of Pennzoil. It's interesting that there's so much talk about oil and gas when,
The Bushes do hide their wealth. They own triple hull super tanker fleets.
Yeah.
They own, I mean, these people are opulently wealthy. And it is true that Prescott Bush was brought into custody, then got out on bail, and that he was the top U.S. Nazi agent in the U.S. That was in the New York Times back in the late 40s and in 51. Did you know that?
That I didn't know. But listen, okay, I grew up in Harrisonville, Missouri, all right? My nearest neighbor was a half mile away. When I'm doing interviews for whatever, I don't go stand on a pile of logs with an axe and my best old dog that's never seen me before. So you know, look, this is the President of the United States.
That is a Hollywood set out there.
I mean, do we believe this guy is really clearing brush? He's the president.
He's our leader.
So that kind of stuff is interesting. But when you talk about 9/11 being a phony deal, that's when you turn anti-American to me.
Well, we're going to talk about that on the other side, Mancal. We're going to get down and dirty on the other side. The show starts this Saturday night on Fox. Planet Possum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Okay, here's the email I got this morning. I got several of these. Quote, I was listening in on the enemy's radio communications tonight. This is last night. And tuned into Michael Savage's show. He had a fellow named Douglas Urbanski filling in for him. Douglas had Lord Mankell on, and they were attacking 9/11 Truth. I wish I would have been able to record it, but unfortunately I was not prepared at the time. Basically, it went like this. They said that anyone that thinks 9/11 was an inside job is evil and or anti-American. They said that we are all crazy, liars, etc. Mankell then went on to say that he got one of these 9/11 nuts on and put him in front of a fireman who lost some of his men in the WTC. He did not say what happened, but he implied that the fireman tore into the 9/11 truther. Then he went on with his slander of the 9/11 truth movement. And then, to my surprise, Urbanski asked Mankell where he got the 9/11 truther for his confrontation with the fireman. And he actually said he got it from the guys at PrisonPlanet.com. So is that an accurate email, Mankell?
You know, it's hard to record on any cassette or an 8-track when you're living in a cave, when you're in some shack out in Pahrump. I'm glad somebody was reporting what I said on one of the biggest radio shows in America, like it's some inside information.
That's secret. That was telling.
Yes, thank God someone revealed to you that I was on a radio show. It was, you know, that's not broadcast for free. Good reporting there. You don't want to tell me the emailer's name?
Sure, it's Hodgkin.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I know never to take an email from that idiot. God, I didn't know how to record. I couldn't. But here's, you know, little, like a tattletale. Good God, it's like a four-year-older.
That's good. It's American.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't do the interview. My radio show isn't about me. This TV show isn't about me.
Man, Cal, we don't care. We just want to hear about how 9/11 truth is evil from you. Why are we wrong? Tell me.
I'm going to tell you, but I want to make this clear. I have to give, look, I have to admit, the cojones on your sidekick there, who is a liar, to look into the eye of a firefighter, to look into the eyes of a firefighter.
You just called Kevin a liar?
This firefighter pulled dead firefighters out of the rubble on 9/11, and your man stood next to a hero, looked at this guy in the eyes on my TV show, and really, it was disgraceful.
Okay, I'm looking at this devil liar right now. What did Kevin say?
Well, you may have brainwashed him, but he's definitely been drinking the Kool-Aid, the Alex Jones Kool-Aid, the prison planet Kool-Aid.
Now, ManCow,
I think it's easy to hide behind
hold
a website.
Hold on, stop.
Where you can't be challenged.
I specifically.
And when you were invited to be on a national TV show, all of a sudden you had a cough. I've gotten better phone calls from little kids.
Now, ManCow, that's a lie. I didn't say I was sick.
I can't come in.
Okay,
what are you afraid of, Jones? Come out in the light of day.
Sure. Well, have me live on your show, and I'll clean your clock.
Well, I've done it before. You haven't yet. I'm on here.
Oh, you're going to... Okay.
Go for it. And here's what you do. You're going to give me a bunch of obscure articles and quote from them, and of course I don't have the Houston Sun from 1994.
Hey, ManCow, let's stop and go
Jay
back
Jarlowski's
here.
Out article...
Sure.
From the L.A. Bugle, 2003.
Okay. Let's go back. What did Kevin say that was a lie to the firemen?
9/11 was done by President Bush.
Okay. Now, let me respond to that. Do you know about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks?
I've read all of it. I've heard you babble about it. Yes, I know all about it.
Are you saying it's not true?
Look.
Clean your clock.
No, wait a minute. Do I think on 9/11 our government did it? That's the question.
Criminal elements within our government. Hey, well, I mean, let's continue. They now have declassified. I remember getting called a kook for many years saying Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Now, totally declassified, totally staged, Associated Press, CIA.gov.
God, please. Please, I'd rather paint the ceiling with
our
my brain than put a gun in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Next you're going to go to blankets that we gave the Indians and the Tuskegee experiment.
Well, I did say that last time on your show.
Not by Bush. And then you're going to ask me, because I know you, Jones.
I know you, Jones.
Was it a radical Muslim on dialysis? And he sent a couple of his
that's
friends
right.
with box cutters.
That's right. Did Bin Laden in a cave make NORAD stand down, have the CIA run drills of flying hijacked jets into the exact same buildings at the exact same time? Did Bin Laden engage in CIA insider trading? Did Bin Laden mass 44,000 and 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the 2 weeks before to attack Afghanistan?
Hold on,
man. Okay, you wanted facts.
Oswald killed JFK, too, brother. Okay?
Well, hey, here's the problem.
You're out looking for Bigfoot and Nessie,
hey,
man.
Hey, 80. Oh, that's an old tire. That doesn't work.
Take 84, off your tin helmet.
ManCow, 84% of Americans believe 9/11 is a lie and don't trust the official story. Okay, and a majority of that majority believe it's a total inside job.
Hey,
now.
Brother, Dancing with the Stars was a huge hit. I don't care.
So this is what's happening, you see. Hey, I just want you to know something, ManCow. We're winning. We can't be stopped.
What are you winning?
We're going to defend the Republic. We're going to stop the terrorists that run our government.
But you're mixing things. You're mixing. I'm not a Bush
I'm
fan.
I'm mixing.
I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan. I want freedom. I'm a libertarian, but you're mixing your message.
Okay, are you saying that Bush hasn't used the terrorist attack to take our liberties? It has nothing to do with terrorists, no matter who's behind it, whether it's Al Qaeda or Al Qaeda?
I think that all governments take as much power as they can at all times. That's what I think. But you're mixing it.
But you know what? Well, let's go back. You called Kevin a liar.
That guy who sent the email.
Listen, if Kevin thought...
It's not stupid, but I'm not, Jones. You're not going to do rope-a-dope to me.
You know what? I'm not rope-a-dope, and I'm bringing out real evidence here.
Harry Winkler, the Fonz.
I want to go back to your original statement.
Okay, well, there you go. You see?
PrisonPlanet.com.
Henry Winkler was the boss, so that's the truth. And so if you don't agree with me, you're wrong, and you don't want a free America.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, you're connected you to da-da-da-da-da.
Hold
you're
on.
Not
you
doing
said
it, buddy.
Kevin. Yes, I am. You said Kevin lied. If Kevin believes 9/11 is an inside job, whether it's true or not, which, of course, it is, then that doesn't make him a liar.
I think you've done a Patty Hearst to the man.
It makes him believe. No, Kevin's been well aware of this stuff for a long time.
I think he has a...
Because his dad worked at the Skunk Works and
I don't know what Skunk Works is.
And a lot of other stuff.
I don't know what Skunk Works is.
Well, that's like a
smelly job. Look, here's what I think.
Hey, man, Cal, hold up a second now. That filming, when we're doing... This is Kevin.
Why do I have to talk to the second banana? I didn't call this guy's show. Here's the thing. Alex,
now, look, you attack me and let me defend myself a little bit.
Alex, you have a man of
let
limited...
Let me do it, please.
Brainwash this man.
Okay,
this
let's say I'm brainwashed. Let me say this. You asked.
This
you tried
is a male Patty Hearst.
You tried to set this. You said, Mr. Fireman, Mr. Victim, look in his eyes and call him crazy. Tell him he's crazy. And Mr. Harvey said, no, he's not crazy.
Well,
he's passionate.
I want
and when I left out of there, I gave him 9/11 demolitions. I gave him Terror
Storm.
Man
now, Saturday night.
And
I
by now, he believes us. By now, he knows.
Hold on, Kevin. Let me bring this up to the
Saturday night, Fox News Channel, you let your viewers decide. And Alex, I think you sent your toddler into war.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You always talk about how you don't want women in the military. Well, I wouldn't send. I have a 14-month-old daughter. I wouldn't send her with a gun into military training. And that's what you did to this guy.
Oh, my skirt flew up in my face, huh? Come on.
Yeah, Kevin actually is very intelligent.
You sent this guy to New York City to stand toe to toe with a firefighter who was there. At ground zero?
Well, let me just finish something here, because what you're doing is you're changing subjects. Let's go. Let's talk about firefighters. Okay, when I was there in New York just a few weeks ago on 9/11, the majority of firefighters, we have it all on video, ran up and said, we agree with you, it's an inside job.
It's not true.
The majority
you use actors.
Let me finish. Yeah,
you use actors.
Sure.
They're not real people.
Sure, let me finish.
It's on my website, notaprisonplanet.com.
Okay, let me finish. On top of that, ManCow, we had Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims 9/11 group, the folks that sued Saudi Arabia and James Baker blocked it. He said the majority of their group believes it's a total inside job, and he now believes it's an inside job. Why don't you have Bill Doyle on, who lost his son in the towers? His
Kansas
son...
City star, Hearn Christopher, 1987.
No, I had him on about a month ago.
He wrote a little article, and I got it, and by God,
no,
this country,
I'm telling
into
you,
a global plantation.
No, I've interviewed a bunch of the victims.
The sky is falling, Chicken Little.
Well, actually, I'm the one saying that global warming isn't real and that it's a scam for
Alex,
global taxation, so I'm not saying the sky's falling.
Alex, for God's sakes, man, it's not too late. The glass is half full. We're going to be fine.
Let me ask you,
man,
Cal. So if I drink the man cow Kool-Aid and start worshiping Lord Bush, can I come have a Fox TV show too?
I've already said 1,000 times I didn't vote for Bush. I'm not a fan. Okay,
but that's what Neil Bortz says, but then really does support him.
I know that's a radio host. Is that supposed to upset me?
No.
Okay, I don't care about Neil Bortz. I'm talking to you right now. Listen, if you want to know what I think politically, watch the Goldwater documentary, Goldwater on Goldwater. That's what I believe.
I understand.
Okay. This Republican Party is not conservative. They're not libertarian. They're not anything.
ManCow, you're going on this 9/11 subject from your faith, from your belief.
If you listen,
I give you facts and you can't dispute them.
Oh, God, you're throwing out random articles from 10 years
no,
ago.
No, our
man.
Government admits they've staged terror attacks before.
You're like the guy at the end of the invasion of the body snatchers.
I am.
You're
insane. Coming up for your lives. We're in danger.
The glass is half full.
And ManCow is pointing me out, and like Peter Sutherland, and squealing. Like,
brother,
and he's like,
brother, look,
yes.
I feel like I've hurt the feelings of your sidekick, okay? I had a Cocker Spaniel with the same look in his eyes. The dog was happy. The dog was his name was Happy, a very nice dog.
You're very cruel.
Well, and I feel like I've just kicked your little puppy.
He's crying right now.
But the fact is, Jones, you sent a man of limited intellect into do your battle.
Now.
And that's exactly what Osama bin Laden did.
So it really wasn't good.
On 9/11.
So the interview, that's why it took you 3 hours to shoot the 8 minutes?
3 hours?
It wasn't that long. No, you've doubled it. It's hour and a half, somewhere in there. It took a while.
That's not true.
How many takes, Lordship?
There was three things done. We had one lighting problem, and that happens. Give me a break.
And what about those two generals that were standing behind you giving orders?
Yes, it's true. I had two, what are you talking? See,
that's a joke. Okay. Obvious when I tell a joke.
All right. Yeah, look.
They weren't generals. They
my website is not a prisonplanet.com. Okay.
Prisonplanet.com.
My name is Jeff Jones. I'm just going to do the anti-Alex Jones website. No, look.
I appreciate those. Those actually send us viewers.
Ask questions, and I appreciate that. And in a free society, everyone, you should be able to say whatever you want. If America's free, forget the FCC, forget everything, you should be able to say whatever you want, and you do that.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mancow. Do you really believe that Oswald got three shots off in 6 seconds through a tree and hit Kennedy?
I have done that exact shot.
Wow, that Marine Corps snipers and top FBI snipers
Alex,
and others
you know
can't
that
do.
I mean, do you know this about me? I'm sure you read my bio. I'm sure your zombie, your brainwashed flunky gave you my bio. You know that I was a Marine Corps sniper.
Yes, I also know that you were an astronaut.
Not for America, but yes, for China. I consulted on their program.
Yeah. Actually,
I mean,
we're
gonna
make
stuff up all morning. I might as well be part of it.
I have your Wikipedia bio here in front of me.
Listen, if people want truth, they got to see Planet Mancow Saturday night on the Fox News channel.
But what I'm trying to... Well, sure.
And I want people to see the firefighter versus your zombie. And I want them to search their heart, search their soul, and you tell me if the glass is half full or empty.
Now listen, Mancow, when we were trying to get Alex up there and he couldn't do it, I offered William Rodriguez, I offered experts, I also offered other victims who were dying from the same thing that
you
were
offered
there.
Firemen and emergency workers. One of them couldn't.
Now, wait a minute.
Was on a respirator.
I don't doubt that the firefighters were exposed to some bad stuff. We weren't debating that.
Yeah, but we offered you firefighters and people. We could have had a firefighter against a firefighter. I mean, this office didn't even want to send our own people. We don't. You know, we're not here looking to get on TV. We gave you a whole bunch of people.
And they didn't want it, and we knew what they wanted.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're telling me we could have done better than what we got?
much better.
Okay.
Coming from the zombie.
Kevin's articulate and stuff. That's why you had to shoot so many takes. I heard you were throwing fits.
Well, I wouldn't say fits, but lots of cuts.
Alex, I don't
throw
fits.
Lots of talk to the control rooms.
I don't throw fits.
I heard you had to, like, call for Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, okay. this is a one-time TV special. You know that I'm a radio guy. I haven't done TV. I do quick little hits on the Fox News channel. I'm not saying I'm great or any of that.
Hey, you're doing I think you are very talented, and I'm going to be tuned in Saturday night at 8 o'clock Central. What I'm asking you is that you're saying that a lot of the firemen and police now don't believe it's an inside job. You're saying that you believed that Oswald acted alone. I mean, 90% of Americans now believe the government killed or elements of it killed Kennedy. 80-plus percent don't believe the official 9/11 story. I mean, those are real scientific public polls. You're saying those don't matter?
Well, who is it? Zogby, who I've interviewed, who is always wrong?
No, it was Mason Dixon, Angus and Reed.
Well, I, whatever line he's taken, I'm on. Listen, here's the thing. Dick Morris, if you want to know what's going to happen politically, and he's wrong.
Well, Zogby has found the majority do believe it, too, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dick Morris is who I go to. Forget the polls. Dick Morris, I think, is right on.
But he looks like a demonic goblin.
Well, hey, man, you are throwing stones in glass houses. Do you not? What do you have, carnival mirrors in your house, Jones?
Yes.
It's called a pizza. I know.
Hey, come on.
Delicious.
Dick Morris, the slime ball behind Bill Clinton? I mean, everybody says he's a slime. I'm throwing rocks in glass houses with Dick Morris?
You made fun of his looks. Alex, you've let yourself go.
I know. Actually, I'm going to quit the show after today because of this man, Cal.
Oh, stop it. Are you kidding? You've got skin a lot thicker than me, and I'm no beauty here either. You know, I can't believe they're putting me on TV with this face. I got a face for radio, as they say.
You look like a sweet little hedgehog or something.
Look, you're zombie, you're brainwashed guy there.
Why do you keep attacking Kevin? Kevin likes you.
Don't forget Kool-Aid drinker.
Kevin is nice. Look, Alex, had Jim Jones not died, this guy would have been following Jim Jones. Had those people not committed suicide and jumped on the comet's tail the last time around.
How about all those people in Waco when they decided to take their life and burn themselves
to
death?
Now. See,
that was a government op.
Now, I totally believe the government could have waited.
could have waited. They burned the place down. Hey, Mankell, you're about to leave us. I may have to try to get you to hold over. I've got a few other questions.
Look, I feel sorry for your guy here.
But I'm trying to have a real discussion here with you. Tell me. So,
Anakin, the Emperor has you.
So
you don't have to be Darth Vader.
He can walk
off the show right now.
Let me just tell you something, Mankell.
Yes.
Sean Hannity has said, O'Reilly has said, that 9/11 truthers should be arrested, that we're terrorist traitors. Do you believe that?
No, come on.
Well, they have said that.
I can't believe they said that. And
yes, they have
society,
said.
In a free society, you know, come on.
I got Sean Hannity on tape saying every child needs a microchip. I got Sean Hannity sitting there saying that we're traitors.
Sean Hannity is a fine human being.
He is a sycophantic little toady spouting nothing but disinformation.
Well, look, I in a free society, you should be able to say that.
He's a liberal in sheep's clothing. He's something else.
What are you talking about? You're talking about Alan Combs. You've got your people mixed up.
No, I know Alan Combs. No, he acts like a conservative while they get their whole agenda through to fool everybody.
Wow, man. What's your sidekick's name there?
His name's Mankell Mohler.
No, your sidekick.
Yeah, the retarded one you're talking about, the zombie?
He's not retarded. What's his name?
His name's Kevin Smith.
Kevin, run.
Run fast.
You know what? One quick break, and I want to just keep you a minute on the other side, just finish up plugging the show, and a few other little key tidbits with Mankell Mohler with the Fox News show.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Not a union, that big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur. But it used to grow food in Kansas, then it would have grown on the moon if you're wrong.
Avery has called in, and I got so engrossed in my argument with Mancow, I forgot. Dylan called in the Loose Change Men. I like to call them the Loose Change Boys, but they're not boys, they're men. They have got FBI harassment going on against them now, which shows we're really cleaning their clocks. In closing, Mancow, you know, I was talking about the North American Union 12 years ago. I was called a kook. Now it's national news and major papers and Lou Dobbs and Fox News. I was talking about all this stuff, and we're talking about real issues, and my children, your children, aren't going to have a future if we don't defeat this thing. Are you ever going to cover issues like the North American Union and stuff like that on Planet Mancow on Fox?
Look, this is a one-time special. I don't know what's going to. I don't know what the future holds. But I will say this: I'm against it. I'm against our borders being open. It seems like a lot of common sense is.
But that's a conspiracy. The borders aren't open.
Well,
but see, that's what you do. Kool-Aid drinker, they're not open.
No, come on. Here's what I do believe. I do believe that corporations fund the nations, and they want the cheap labor, so they want to keep the borders open. I just find it ridiculous that you and I have to be hassled at the airport when our borders are open.
Oh, did you hear about the couple kissing, and then they just were harassing them, and they said, hey, man, there's going to be serious consequences. You know, like, they were going to complain. They're going to get 20 years in prison under the Patriot Act as terrorists.
They were, you're talking about the couple that was making out?
Yes.
He was also doing some other things, but they were not having, under Clinton's definition, full-fledged relations.
Oh, he had his head in the... I've read the report.
Right,
he had his head in her lap.
But, you know, come on. Should a guy go to jail for 20 years for that? No, look, Alex, you and I are in agreement on this, but I want to say something. The Loose Change people are flat-out scared to death of me because I can punch holes in their argument.
Well, hey, okay. Let's bring Dylan Avery up right now. Bring Dylan Avery up.
I had a guy come to me, okay? I met a guy in San Francisco. You know who he was?
No, I don't know who
Johnny
he was.
Johnny Weissmuller Jr. Okay?
Yeah, so Tarzan said it wasn't him.
No, Tarzan's son.
Yes, I understand.
Now,
what was his name in the Tarzan movies?
That's about Boomba. As exciting as meeting Kevin Smith, meeting Johnny Weissmuller Jr.
Okay.
I didn't mean to bash him, but the point is, Alex, I wanted you there, not your flunky. No offense to him.
Okay, Mancow. Next time you do the show, if you do, I'll be there. But I have something come up in the family.
Planet Mancow, Saturday night, Fox News Channel. And if there is some big conspiracy, why were you invited? Why did I invite you? Why do I have an hour? You can't answer those questions.
Yes, I can answer those questions, and I will after you're gone. Don't worry.
Oh, well, see, that's not fair.
But Mancow, let's bring up Dylan Avery, who happens to be in the wings. Dylan, thanks for holding. Dylan, they're getting FBI harassment now, and I believe it. These guys don't make stuff up. And good friends of mine, Dylan, the man behind the phenomenon, you're on the air with Lord Possum. Go ahead.
Lord Possum, huh? Well, hey, Mancow, I don't know if you remember meeting us. We were actually in your studio a while back, back in June, I believe. I wanted to actually get your thoughts. You said that, you know, Oswald killed Kennedy and that you actually redid his very exact shots. I wanted to know your thoughts on the document that was released that basically said that the FBI and the CIA had employed Oswald.
Okay. Look, first of all, this is a young guy who decided to make some money in college.
That's not true. Hey, Mancow, get your facts right. I never even went to college.
No. So you were college age and you decided to make a film?
No, he decided to fight the New World Order and join the team and come in for the big win.
Well, how old are you?
Mancow, don't distract from the real issue.
I think he's as old as Thomas Jefferson was when he signed the Declaration of Independence. What does it have to do with how old he is?
Oh, my God. Wow.
You were doing a national radio show when you were, what, like 21?
Guys.
See, exactly. He has no response.
Mancow, you want to hold over or are you afraid?
Alex, I wasn't a sniper. I was kidding.
I understand.
Okay, and
that.
This guy did Loose Change to make money. It's fantasy.
We got a 1 minute break. No, it's not fantasy.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.